This is GQDN for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free book or credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And go check us out at patreon.com/thegroupquest. By the way, go check out stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news, some Xbox news, and stuff that's coming out soon. So, we will start today with Eurogamer because the UK Chancellor said that the CMA must understand the responsibilities. So, this is UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, and he was talking basically about the CMA and about the deal that was presented to the CMA. So here's what he said, quote, "When it comes to Microsoft, there was a merger between two American companies that the US regulator is seeking to block, and the UK regulator took the same view." And he was speaking at the British Chambers of Commerce annual conference yesterday. Further quote, "I think one of the reasons companies like Microsoft and Google want to invest in the UK is because we have independent regulators that are not controlled by politicians, and therefore they can be confident there will be a level playing field. I would not want to undermine that at all, but I do think it's important all of our regulators understand their wider responsibilities for economic growth. I understand the interference that when a decision is made to block a deal, there are questions over whether the UK is open for business. I would challenge the premise that there is an impact or on international confidence on doing business in the UK. That the first two quotes came from Mr. Hunt, and the last two quotes were from Marcus Bochnerick, that was a CMA chair. In fact, even Sarah Cardell did speak up. They have their own tests to apply, they reach their own view, and they're fully entitled to reach that view. But the argument still goes on within the UK. Now we're going to get to some Amazon news here via Eurogamer again. And the Amazon boss did expect the fans, could they just move over to from Lord of the Rings over to another Lord of the Rings MMO. So Christoph Hartmann did say, quote, "It's a little exaggeration if I say it's going to be like black and white movies to color, but that's the approach I want to take. It's just completely different world. Even the most likely scenario is for people to just move over because the other one is an old game. It's not a bad game, but the industry moves on to some point and it's a long time from the release to ours. Like you, we and our partners at Middle Earth Enterprises are huge fans of Lord of the Rings. It is beloved, it's 16, evergreen. Hello, TRO is like the long-lived Ents, Elves, and Dwarves, and we mere mortals are the stewards of LOTRO and its community. Standing Stone has every intention of growing and supporting the community. The road goes ever on." Now we get to some Xbox news, because Starfield, according to IGN, may be on its redemption because of Redfield. So Redfield did have a big, big hiccup, because players were not very happy with Redfield. So people, instead of looking at Redfield, are now looking forward to Starfield and maybe some other games too, because IGN did put up a poll, and within that, only 16.8% right now percent said that My Blood Runs Green and they will support Xbox. 9.1% said, "Well, as long as Starfield is great, I'm behind Xbox." 27% people said, "Too late, I've already lost faith." 47.2% had the biggest one, and that was wanting Starfield to be great is a given, but I also want to see more of the other big games we've been promised. And that's almost 5,000 votes. So that's not a scientific type of collection of votes. So, what do you think? Which one would you choose? Let us know at GroupQuest. I already chose one, and I chose the majority, because I don't have an Xbox, so why choose My Blood Runs? And I do have Game Pass, I believe, but hey, whatever. Anyway, now we go to Eurogamer.net again, and they're saying that Xbox is celebrating Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So, the Xbox app on PC now has accessibility settings like disabling background images and animations to reduce visual noise. Now, that's just one of the settings. There are over 150 features, settings, and controls available on PC and console. So, the Xbox Director of Accessibility, Anita Mortellini, I'm sorry about butchering the name, did say, quote, "Global Accessibility Awareness Day is an exciting moment for Xbox to recognize the importance of accessibility. Celebrates the players and developers with disabilities that are part of our vibrant global gaming community and highlight recent accessibility work at Xbox. To meet the needs of over 427 million players with disabilities and create a platform where everyone feels welcome, safe, and represented, we know that accessibility awareness and support is something that has to happen every day and has to be a part of community culture." Excellent, excellent stuff. And well, Engadget did talk about the Xbox console. So, basically, the web store now includes accessibility filters. So on the day, on this very day, they're highlighting some of the steps that's taken for Xbox ecosystem, and they want to make it more inclusive. The web store now has accessibility filters for the console, PC, and cloud games. For that, there are 20 options, including gameplay settings. You've been able to pause an important consideration for many folks that they could decide whether to buy a game. So try out a game before you buy it. Now you could also filter games by audio, visual, and input. Very interesting. Now we get to a little bit of Sony news, and some of the players were puzzled by the expiration glitch. So the glitch comes with the PS5 alerts and the PS4 titling expiring in 15 minutes. And that's when the console automatically returns to the home screen, but the game is not closed. And when the game is open, still open, you can automatically go back to the game itself if you so choose. So, very interesting. But people did say they did try restoring the licenses, disconnecting from the internet, and changing the date of the system, and then fully power down their PS5 and try to fix the problem, but that didn't work. So, there's some confusion there. But let there be no more confusion, because when the next Sony live stream, basically a PlayStation showcase, could show a lot of things. This is according to ARSTechnica.com. And while they are thinking that Spider-Man 2 and Final Fantasy 16 will be there, which is more obviously, but what else could they show? Well, PlayStation did say that it's going to be a meaty show. And they're saying the show will last more than an hour, and that'll be longer than the PlayStation State of Play. But once again, this is E3 time of the year, so it seems like everybody wants to make a huge announcement. So what does PlayStation have in store? Well, we shall see, because that will be on, like I said, May 24th, and it'll be at 4 p.m. EST, and that'll be on both YouTube and Twitch, so look for them on their streaming platforms to see what they have in store for us. Oh, PCGamesN.com did say you can get $220 worth of multiplayer games for the price of one. Yep. So you can go Borderlands 3, Destiny 2, Beyond Light, Glory of Ix, and more, because that all comes from Humble Bundle. And those prices will actually help out a Bungie foundation called No Kid Hungry. Well, not just the Bungie Foundation, but also No Kid Hungry. So, go check it out. Looks like a Humble Bundle. Well, maybe PlayStation could actually talk about Mortal Kombat 1. Because the pre-orders start tomorrow. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And if you do get the pre-order, you can get Shang Tsung and beta access. So, Mortal Kombat 1 will be available on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PC, and yeah, Nintendo Switch. Standard edition is $70. It's just the game. Mortal Kombat Premium Edition is $110, which means you get Johnny Cage character skin, Jean-Claude Van Damme, early access to 6 playable characters, and 5 new cameo fighters. The $250 level gets all that, plus a 16.5-inch Liu Kang sculpture, 3 exclusive art prints, a steel case, an additional 1,450 Dragon Crystals, which is an in-game currency. Lots of heavy stuff there. But how about getting some really cheap stuff? So, what's going to be free on the Epic Store? The Epic Game Store? It's Hideo Kojima's Death Stranding. Absolutely free. And where it costs about $20, you can get it for free for about a week. Now granted, this is Eurogamer, so they're giving the UK times. So May 25th at 4 p.m. UK time. So do the math yourself, I guess. But the Epic Mega Sale is on now. And will last to the 15th of June, which means 75% off of certain games. And maybe some Epic coupon program, which grants about 25% off all games worth $15. Which means that you get 70% off of Far Cry 6. I'm sorry, that's 75% off Far Cry 6. Saint Row, 55% off, and FIFA 23 is 70% off. Hey, Far Cry 6 is good. It's on sale. So, go get it. Come on, go get it. Now, a little bit of esports, because AFKGaming.com did say that Nordwind Gaming did raise $28 million in a funding round, and the valuations did soar to almost $350 million. So, this came from basically investors like Nazara, Krafton, Jet Snitters, and Nordwind Gaming's, and the stock market filings that said both Sony Group Corporation and Enel Park Private Limited did invest into Nordwind Gaming. So that's how they got their money. In fact, Akshat Rathi did give a quote. "I'm extremely grateful and blessed that we have been able to exhibit a revenue figure of 68% over the last 2 years in the termination market. We have managed this growth while being able to maintain profitability in our business and gain global dominant position in mobile esports while delivering shareholder value. The team in Nordwind, led by co-founder Gautam Virk, has been instrumental in manifesting this vision to reality. As we migrate to the next phase of our evolution, we would like to build a global company that is a significant through the leader and the largest player in the emerging marketplace. We believe that the confluence of gaming, esports, and youth culture are colliding extremely fast, and we would like to continue to build our value proposition as a sports media company with a focus on esports to this TG by focusing on the timeshare of their mindshare in the key growth metric." Now we do some Nintendo life, because the Nintendo download did come in for North America. So what's in the eShop? Well, LEGO 2K Drive and Convergence, a League of Legends story. The new releases come as 911 Cannibal, Amaze Complete Bundle, Approval, Arcade Archives, Battle Kid. In fact, there's quite a few games in there, like Farming Simulator 23, Heartbeat Hospital, Love, Lies, and Betrayal, Magic Bubble Shooter, Classic Bubble Arcade, Nightmare Reaper, Undergrave, and Woodland Hike, along with lots of other games. So go check out that if you have a Switch. Now, IGN did say, well, here's other things that Humble Bundle does have, which, by the way, they are owned by Zip Davis. And so is Humble Bundle. So that's full disclosure by them. Well done. Stray Gods, role-playing musical. Blood, Wizard of Legend 2. Bow, Path of Teal Lotus. Lost Skies. And a couple other ones. So go check that out. And IGN also said that the Epic Game Store did launch a reward program. So those who have an account are automatically enrolled into the program. With the program, users can earn 5% back in rewards for every eligible purchase that they make in the Epic Game Store starting today. Now, some subscriptions are indeed eligible to earn reward points. So we'll see what happens. Money, money, money. We're not money. We're just good. So are you. We are Group Quest, and we are at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow, finally Friday, for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.